some storm chances in the forecast. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. For the last few years, Republican Congressman Andy Ogles had represented parts of South Nashville in Washington. But just 2 months shy of the primary election, the legislature moved the boundaries of the 5th Congressional District to the left-hand corner of the state. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao tells our Daily Show This is Nashville that Ogles still faces a Republican challenge in Charlie Hatcher. He's a dairy farmer and Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner.
Hatcher has out-fundraised Ogles, but Ogles has faced, you know, opponents in the Republican primary before that were better funded. Courtney Johnston, who's a Metro Council member, received money from big-name Republicans in Tennessee, still failed to beat him in the primary. Now, the District 5 used to be solely Nashville, broken up to be part of Nashville, now doesn't include Nashville at all. Ogles got in a little bit of hot water earlier this year with Nashville's Muslim population, which, you know, primarily resided in the old 5th District. So this new map sort of takes those voters completely out of his district.
If you're not sure what district you're in, you can check that and find out who's on your ballot at WPLN.org. Will Paramount Skydance Studios move from Hollywood to Tennessee? That's the hope of some officials. The Hollywood Reporter printed a letter sent by Tennessee's Deputy Governor Stuart McWhorter to David Ellison, the head of Paramount Skydance. It asks him to consider relocating the studio's corporate headquarters here amid a rift with California. In the letter, McWhorter says Tennessee is one of the most business-friendly states in the country. Ellison lived here on and off for 11 years. He sold his home here after Paramount bought Skydance. An advisor to Ellison told the magazine that leaving California is not optimal, but that everything is on the table. There's a chance of storms tonight. Then we expect cloudy skies and lows in the mid-70s. Similar forecast this weekend, lows in the 70s, highs around 90, chance of storms.